Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media.
Hey, welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and as always, I'm here with Jake Kranda, and we are talking about screen capture capabilities. Jake, share a little bit about it, and what does that have to do with social media?
Yeah, so screen capturing is so important because, and it's really not just important, but I think helpful for the average church leader because it helps you two things. It helps you duplicate what you do now so that you can empower other people. And it also allows you to capture and mobilize more people through that empowerment. And so the idea is that no matter what you're doing, both if you have local people near you or non-local people near you, you're able to empower them and train them through capturing things on your screen. So I'll take this as one example. We here at Saddleback are going through a Daring Faith campaign. We do one of these a year. There's a lot of people engaged. And we're starting this transition of offering not just DVDs and study guides, physical copies, but we're trying to move more people to a digital resource that we have. And we have a self-built system on, we call it My Saddleback. It's a resource where people can log in, download a PDF copy of the small group material, and access our 6 video sessions on a website. So the goal would be have people just watch it on their computer and hook up their TV to their computer, and then they can go through the material. And obviously that's great because we can save money, and also people can watch it from all around the country, and we can save on shipping costs as well. But there's a technology gap there. And anytime you introduce a new thing like that, there's an adoption rate, there's a fall off. And so what I did was I shot a very simple video using a ScreenFlow, which is a screen capturing technology. And all it does is it captures everything that's on my screen. And then I literally just hooked up my my headphones that I have with my iPhone. And I did a tutorial where I explain them and I walk through the step on how they access the video on My Saddleback. And then I had this YouTube video and I uploaded it to YouTube. And then I sent an email out and I said, hey guys, hey, did you know we can access this on YouTube? You can access this online. And then they watched this 1 minute YouTube training video. And that was all possible because I used a screen capturing technology. But imagine what else you can do. You can train people on how to use your website. You can train people on how to use any database that you have. You can train people how to give online. There's limitless resources, but the idea is you can do trainings and using screen capturing technology, and I use ScreenFlow. But what are some ways that you've leveraged that for your church and different ministries that you've worked with, Niels?
Yeah, I love it, Jay. We use it for different ways as well. And I think it's important to think about it in two ways. One, you can create private videos, you know, that maybe aren't shared. When you talk about YouTube, people are like, oh no, everybody can see it. Yeah. There's actually private ways you can use YouTube, but there are other options as well. And then there's public videos for all your church members and your social media posts of here's how you give online. Here's how you sign up to be a volunteer. Here's how you navigate our website. And so you can really do some great public videos that are great for your congregation or your guest as a whole, or even some stuff internally. So I think about social media, and this is where we use it a lot for our online church volunteers, is here's step-by-step how we expect you to log in. You know, here's where you need to go to our dashboard, and here's how you can kind of best navigate this technology. And so we give them step-by-step visual directions on how to use the technology. And then as a social media manager, most churches don't have a full-time social media manager, but even if they do, they shouldn't be doing it all themselves. So typically, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably managing social media at your church in one way or another, and hopefully you're sharing, you know, that ministry opportunity with others. And so a screen capture video allows you to kind of show, here's exactly how I would do this. You know, if I log into Facebook, one of the questions I often get is, how do you schedule a video, or how do you schedule a post on Facebook? Most people don't really even know how to find that. A screen capture video is a real easy way to just walk somebody through, even in a 30-second video, you know, click this button and hit this and, you know, and it's ready to go. We learned how to run this podcast from DJ Chuang through screen capture videos. Yeah. He showed us here step-by-step on the website how we go through that process. Practically, you know, maybe talk a little bit about your workflow. So you use a program called ScreenFlow. Is that a Mac program, or how does it work? What are its capabilities?
So ScreenFlow, it works on the Mac, on my MacBook Pro. And the idea is that above on the main header bar, when I open it, it just gives me the option to start recording. And then what it will do is I'll hit record, and then it will count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then it will start recording, and it will capture whatever's on my screen. So what I tend to do is that I go full screen onto a browser. So I use Google Chrome, and I literally go, I press the little plus and it goes full screen. I usually hide my bookmarks, so that sometimes that can get cluttery. So I hide my bookmarks, and then that way all they see is the URL that I'm at and the screen I'm at. And so I did this a couple weeks ago, we have an internal database that manages our small groups. And I will say, with screen capturing, I know it's tough because you got to set aside time to create a video, but I will say that it's going to multiply your time if you do it with strategic areas that can help you grow. So this really has to do with volunteer empowerment. Is your church really on board with volunteer empowerment? If you are, then you got to invest it. You got to give your role away. You got to let other people serve. You, as the pastor, isn't the only one that's called to serve. It's the priesthood of all believers, as Hebrews talks about. We're all empowered to serve. And so screen capturing is one of those areas. So I had this area where I wanted to allow people to, on my volunteer team, I have a community leader team that helps us with our small group care. And I wanted to shoot this video on how to use this back-end system that we have at our church. Well, I literally went full screen. I hit the on the website that I was doing some training on. I hit the record button that ScreenFlow does, and it goes 5, 4, 3, 2. It starts recording, and then I just start explaining. I said, "Hey, thanks for." And I literally did this. I said, "Hey, thanks for helping out with the small group care system." I did a pitch on our vision. I said, "Hey, this video is all about, really the core of it is helping people get into groups and caring for those people." I know this is a little bit of a technology and training piece here, but don't forget, we're caring for people. And so then I walked through the steps, and I literally, with my mouse, not my mouse, my trackpad, I literally walked around and I showed them, and I clicked around and I did the whole thing, and I ended. And when you end with ScreenFlow, you literally go up, and I would pause 5 seconds when you end your video, pause. And then I went up to the main navigation bar, and I ended the video. And then what happens is a video editor pops up, and then you're able to trim the front end and the back end. You're able to add motion graphics if you want. You can highlight different places. For the most time, 99% of the time, I just trim the front end and the back end, and then I save the video. There's a couple times that I want more care, so I'll spend time creating graphics on that. That's more investment. That's only if it's worth your while. Normally just the audio and the video are enough. You can actually zoom in. You can include a ScreenFlow allows you to have your video on there. So if you want to use the video that is captured through your camera on your computer, you can, or you can choose to delete that and just have the ScreenFlow. Normally I don't want a video in the lower left-hand corner of the screen. It's distracting. I usually just delete that, and I just use the screen and then the audio from my mic. And it's very simple. You can save it, and from ScreenFlow, you can publish immediately to YouTube or you want, or you can choose to share it through a Dropbox or some private technology. And with YouTube, what I will say, if you don't want it to be public, often what I do is I will upload it to account, and I will just click unlist. And unlist means it's not public. People can't find it, but anybody who has the link can access it. If you want, you can click private. But with private, people will have to log in. It's a little bit of more hurdle. If you don't want people to find it, I would just choose unlist. But that's how I leverage it. I use it all the time. I capture things last minute. It's real simple. Once you use it a couple of times, it's real easy.
And Jay, I have a similar workflow, and I'll get to that. But I do want to highlight our sponsor for this episode, and that is Creative Church Staffing. Creative Church Staffing takes out the hassle of hiring for churches, and so they're providing creative solutions for churches, especially in the area of graphic design. And they also do some web development for churches. And Jay, they actually developed our site there on Squarespace as we recently moved over them. So we appreciate their skills, and our logo was created by these guys. And so they are friends and really have a heart for ministry and to serve the church. So we're grateful for their service, and we encourage you to check out their website at creativechurchstaffing.com. And they've got some great free resources there as well. To walk through my flow a little bit with screen capture, I use a program called Screencast-O-Matic. Honestly, I started using that, you know, several years ago because it's the cheapest solution out there. I think it's about $15, $20. I believe there's a free version that you have like a time limit on it. So I paid $15 for the full version. Same thing where you can actually choose what part of the screen you want to capture. So you don't have to do the full screen. You can record it and then you can distribute it to YouTube. I do a lot in Google Drive. When it's a private video, I can have it just go directly into Google Drive. And so that's nice. I have a team of virtual assistants. And so a lot of my training that I do for them, I do, and I put directly into the VA Google Drive account that I have. And then the other thing is Screencast-O-Matic has its own cloud system. And so any of those videos, you can just publish to their cloud system, give somebody a link, and you can password protect those videos as well. So if you wanted to make those available, it's real simple, real easy. It actually has less functionality. And so the platform, and I researched it a little bit, Jay, that you use has a lot of functionality, very cool and much more professional. Screencast-O-Matic is kind of a hack, I would say, but it's functional for, I would say 90 to 95% of the screencast videos most people would want to make.
And ScreenFlow is more expensive. I think it's like $99. It's something that's definitely an expense. I will say though that it definitely will multiply. It depends where you're on. The other thing that you can use that it's actually, you can use free if you do short videos right now, you can use a Zoom. Zoom is, you know, we're using Zoom right now to capture this, and Zoom has a great functionality where you can share your screen. I'll do it right now. So I'm going to share my screen. If you're watching on the YouTube video, you can see this. You can see my cluttered desktop if you're watching it. But the idea is that you're able to navigate around. Zoom is a great way. You can create a free account. I think you can go up to 30 minutes or 25 minutes. It might be higher without having a pro account. A pro account costs $10 a month. Or $9.99, but Zoom is a great way. You can create screen capture as well. It all depends what you're used to and what you want. You know, ScreenFlow is pretty easy for me. It's something that I would pay for again because it's so natural. And a couple of days ago, actually, we were going through this training, trying to get some of our international groups on to our My Saddleback system. And I shot a video, I uploaded to YouTube, and the whole process took me 10 minutes. It was so quick, but that's because I'm used to that technology. So, you know, for you, Nils, you're used to yours, I'm used to mine. You might be used to Zoom, and Zoom is a great way as well to do it. But I would say, you know, the big hurdle here is you want your church community involved. You want a dynamic serving community. You don't want just the church leadership serving. You want everybody serving. Sometimes that's a barrier because it takes as a church leader to give your title away, to give a role away. And I know in the midst of a busy week, that can be hard because, you know, you just want to get it done. And it might take some extra investment to get somebody else doing. But the eternal investment is you're allowing somebody who's part of the body of Christ to do it. And you're also multiplying yourself and you're allowing you to do other things. So invest in some kind of screen capturing software and invest setting up some tutorial videos. And the potential is so big. And I know, Nils, you tell me this all the time, is how you leverage it with your virtual assistants. You capture some stuff and it allows you to do some other things. And the same thing can be true with church leaders around the country. You know, it's definitely something that's worth trying out.
Yeah, I think too, from a practical standpoint, we, and this is for church leaders, but really this is for anybody that does anything with websites, is don't assume that people know where to go or where to navigate. I just, you know, with our Easter services this weekend, we had a lot of guests, and one of our staff members on my team, you know, came to me and said, I wish I knew when the next service was going to be. And I'm like, well, why didn't you click the schedule tab? She's like, there's a schedule tab. And it, I mean, we have like 5 buttons, you know, but she missed it. I assume everyone can see every button and every link and every, you know, thing that's on our site because I'm on there every day and I'm interacting, but a new person coming or even somebody that's consistent, they can miss things pretty quickly and easily. We can't assume that they know how to navigate our website or navigate our online church platform or even navigate our social networks and how to manage them effectively. And so doing these screencast videos are a great asset, great tool. You know, I'm with you. $100 might seem expensive and I'm still cheap, and because my $20 program works, I'll keep using it. But if I didn't have the $20, it would be well worth the $100 investment for me or more because of the value that it has added to my ministry, the value it's added to my business and working with the virtual assistants. And I think the value it's added in so many of my interactions as I've worked online and engaged people online.
Yeah, and I will say the only thing with Zoom that I'm aware of with exporting the video is there's a quality. They don't, I think they do 480 right now or with the quality screen. Right. Flow allows you to do full 1080p. So that's something just to be aware of. It all depends on your technology setup. You know, I have a camera. I know with most of, like I have my MacBook Pro is a couple years old, only does 720. I have an external webcam that I use that does full 1080p. Now, when you're talking about a training program, quality isn't the biggest. You know, if you're doing any level of HD, it's going to be okay. But that's something that if that's something particular for you, if your church has a value there, it might be worth making sure you get a screen capturing technology that has the full 1080p. That's something just to be aware of as you're looking around. So, okay, well, this is right up my alley. I love this stuff. I think the training, the screen capturing is amazing. The other thing that's great, one last thing I wanted to add, and I'll give you the final word, Niels, but the one last thing I wanted to add was with screen capturing, the other thing you can leverage it for is that you can capture video from your webcam and you can use it to encourage volunteers as well. So you can capture your screen, which is great. You can do training and different tutorials that way. Maybe shoot something on how to invite people to a service. But you also can use it to do quick leadership updates. And so I can use the webcam on my computer. I can use my screen flow and I'm able to send an encouraging word. You know, I have a team of 38 people around the country and the world that help with the care of our online group. So we have 1,200 now small groups that are associated with the online campus. And I have a team of 38 volunteers that help me with that. And something that I regularly do is I send volunteer updates and encouraging updates to them. And I'll just sit down and I'll record a video and I'll use our ScreenFlow technology that I have. And I'll just shoot a 2-minute video, letting them know updates that's going on in our community and praying for them. And maybe I'll do a little short devotional, and ScreenFlow allows me to do that real easily. So that's another way you can leverage that. But what's the last word that you have? And then I'll end us.
I think it's just a great tool. You know, I hope people, just like every other social network, people just try it, experiment with it. And after you've done one or two, I think you'll quickly see the value. And this is a workflow process that's quick, easy, and really has great value. So I appreciate your insights. I know you do this a whole lot more than I do. And I'm motivated more than ever to do it even more. And so thanks for speaking this into me and to the other church leaders listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode of Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church. Engage with us on Twitter using the hashtag SMC Podcast. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, thecreativechurchstaffing.com. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. Stop by socialmedia.church for the show notes and to learn more about Social Media Church. Please share this podcast with a friend and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you may be listening.